listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with What's Making News. The Ben Roberts Smith defamation case has now been dismissed by the federal court. The war veteran has been unsuccessful in suing three newspapers over articles published in 2018. The court has found there's substantial or contextual truth in reports about alleged crimes relating to his time in Afghanistan. The jostling is over to find our new Premier. Now state MPs are jostling for portfolios. A cabinet shake-up is expected once Roger Cook officially takes over next week, and it's not clear if short-lived contender Amber Jade Sanderson will stay on as Health Minister. Incoming Deputy Premier Rita Saffiotti says they're moving on from the leadership tussle.
Of course, no hard feelings. This is all about the people of WA. This is about moving forward and making sure we deliver our agenda.
A stench forced thousands of staff to evacuate Woodside's building in the Perth CBD this morning. Firefighters were called to the office block on Mount Street around 9:30 following reports of a strong smell of gas. A climate activist has since been arrested. The Mining and Energy Union says it will make sure every cent is paid back to thousands of BHP workers who've been ripped off in a payroll bungle. It affects staff dating back to 2010, and the mining giant admits it'll cost the company more than $400 million. The union's Greg Busson says other companies could be at fault.
If they find that they have also been caught short, with their workers' entitlements, to make sure that they rectify that as soon as possible.
In sport, Nat Fyfe is staying with Fremantle for at least the next 2 years. He signed a new contract with the Dockers, and the two-time Brownlow medalist says it's been an easy decision to reach.
It allows me to focus on my footy and help this footy club be as good as it can be. I was never going to play footy anywhere else.
And there's good news for Carlton ahead of tomorrow night's clash with Melbourne. Sam Doherty and Paddy Cripps have been cleared to play following their respective injury concerns. They'll clash at the MCG to start round 12 of the AFL.